Thanks very much for joining LLC Share Talk today. Just a little,
Pleasure.
just to catch up on your news yesterday. Quite exciting, Executive Chairman.
Yeah, no, it's something that I've been looking at for a while. With the success of the Horse Hill discovery, which a lot of people in the city thought would never happen, the Weil Basin has become quite a prominent apple in my eye with respect to the ability of the UK to increase its own domestic oil production. What I particularly liked about Doremus was its direct interest in the Brockham oil field, which is right next door to Horse Hill. And the wonderful thing about Brockham is it's already an approved producing field and has been producing domestic oil for the UK economy for over a decade now. And any new drilling at Brockham to test the Portland, the Kimmeridge, and the Kerguelen has the ability to go straight into production. And if you look at all the results of Horse Hill and all the UKOG announcements about the nature of the Kimmeridge oil in the Weald, Brockham being right next door, the Kimmeridge structures do run into the Brockham licenses, and they're going to be drilling there before the end of the year. The one of the Brockham wells is already prepared for drilling. They're just going through the final permitting stages to bring the drill rig in, and it's quite a short hole. It'll be going from just above the Portland, down through the Portland, into the Kimmeridge, and poking out the bottom of the Kimmeridge into the Kerguelen. And I'm quite excited about it. And any oil that is found in the Kimmeridge limestones or the Portland has the ability to go straight into the UK economy. And I think, from a Weald-wide perspective, to have the ability of something like Brockham, if the model proves right, to bring Kimmeridge oil, Portland oil into production into the UK just enhances the whole concept of the Weald's potential to provide domestic oil for the UK.
I agree because I've been looking at Brockham and you've got Angus, the operators, and as far as I know, they've been producing 150 barrels every day there. So it's actually
Well,
complete.
no, it's been up and down. I mean, if you look at, Brockham's only been sort of doing an average over its lifetime of about 100 barrels a day from
Yeah.
memory, but don't quote me on that.
It's a conventional play, Dave. That's what I'm trying to say. It's
Well,
actually.
it's a conventional play, and most of the oils come from the Portland, but technology's moved on a lot since then, and the Kimmeridge limestones definitely run into Brockham. This whole kitchen was cooked, 6,000 feet further down in the old days when the oil was formed there, and the Brockham, Kimmeridge is only about 80 feet today above, where the Kimmeridge is in Horse Hill. So, there's a very good potential that there is oil in the Kimmeridge limestones. It'll be another conventional play, we won't have to wait long to find out.
Well, just to go back to Horse Hill, you've got the likes of UKOG. If you guys are successful, surely this will fast track Horse Hill in the future.
Look, I don't know how you fast track anything with the bureaucracy in the UK. There's a process. UKOG has made, has done a lot of work with some of the world's biggest, resource assessment companies that indicates the potential of the oil at Horse Hill, stretches well beyond the Horse Hill licenses. And I think, this well that could be going in, well, will be going in at Brockham before the end of the year, if it's successful, will add to that theory and potentially enhance the potential of the Weil Basin for the UK economy.
I'll say with the Brexit votes, with the people voting, and obviously we're going to move away from Europe, the UK needs the energy sources it can get, surely.
Well, I mean, look, Brexit has certainly created a lot of ripples, in the marketplaces in the last few days. I'm pleased to see that the FTSE is now up 2.2%. The world needs a bit of stability in what's happening in the UK marketplace. Obviously, the people of Britain have voted gradually removed themselves from the European Union. And I think Britain's now going to be looking at more and more standing on its own two feet. And energy security is something that any nation needs to try and achieve. Britain is a net importer of oil. It doesn't produce enough. And if you look what's happening in the North Sea, there's a lot of newspaper reports, particularly in the last week, that oil production in the North Sea is declining even more rapidly than people thought. So, I think it's something that, Britain, as part of its overall security energy package, needs to be looking at. And, there has been oil found in the Weald, not far from Gatwick Airport, much to all the detractors' disbelief. But it's real, and that oil actually ended up in people's cars. What I like about Brockham is that oil's been ending up in people's cars for over a decade. So all the criticism about there's no oil at Gatwick Airport, seems to be proven wrong. And Brockham isn't far from Horse Hill. In fact, if you look at the licence map, it's on the block immediately to the north of Horse Hill. And, I think it's got an excellent chance of increasing its historic production. Now, what the Kimbridge actually comes up with is going to be subject to drilling, but I don't think people can ever say there's no oil at Brockham, because there has been. But Brockham's so unique on the basis that it's already approved as a production facility that, it's a matter of how much more oil can we produce from Brockham. The other reason I like being the chairman of Doremus is it now re-engages me with very smart people like Steve Sanderson, because now I'm part of the Horse Hill Development Syndicate. And, I have a passion for UCOG. Steve is a very good operator. And I think any oil that is discovered potentially from drilling the Brockham wells only adds to what Steve's been postulating with some of the world's biggest experts in this field. And in addition, Doremus also owns 20% of the Lidsey oil field down near Bognor Regis, which is at the southern end of the basin, and that's already an approved oil field as well, and has been contributing to the UK domestic oil supply for well over a decade. So to have the ability, from my perspective, to be involved in a company that can actually move oil production forward as opposed to oil production by appraisal, I think is really exciting.
It's like you say, it's definitely interesting as well, because obviously I watch the oil and gas stocks as well. And if you say that the structure runs through the Weald Basin, so then you've got, like you say, you've got the Horse Hill Sisters next door. So whatever work you guys carry out, that's got to complement them. So,
well, I've seen the logs from Brockham. I'm excited. Yeah, but you've got to go and drill the well. Let's just see if the oil is thin enough to move. I've seen the logs. I've seen the logs for most of the Weald Basin. I mean, I was the chairman of UCOG.
Exactly.
There's been a number of wells, quite a lot of wells actually drilled through the Kimbridge Limestone in the Weald Basin that people never bothered to analyse properly with 2015 technology and assessment tools. So, there's a lot of places in the Weald that need a review and a drill. And I mean, looking at the new UCOG news releases in the last week or two, the extension at Homewood is excellent. I mean, the government's obviously given them an extension there, and that's the block immediately to the west of Horse Hill. I see that as being extremely promising. And UCOG's acquisition of the Broadford Bridge and Godley Bridge site in the middle of the Weald Basin. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done in the Weald. And Brockham could be, what will be the next well into the Weald. And, I know the Kimbridge is there. Let's go and see what and find out. The other great thing about, the Brockham play is it's fully funded already to drill the well.
All right. So you're definitely going to go this year then, that's for sure.
Well, the plan is, Angus have advised us they intend to drill this year a sidetrack, which is in the processes of getting ready to move ahead. They want to be drilling this year.
Because the way I see it as well is you've got the data from Horse Hill, and you guys are what, 3-4 miles next door. So
it's about 4 odd miles north west.
So the geology.
In geological terms, that's next door.
Exactly. Yeah. So just, you know, like directional drilling, it's definitely going to be an exciting journey. That's for sure, Dave.
Well, and the other thing is there are plenty of consultants around now who understand, you know, the Weald play and the Kimbridge limestones and how to assess it. So what UCOG's done is, you know, they've actually created the platform for people when they drill a new well in the Weald to actually understand what they're drilling through with, you know, the latest global technologies that weren't available to the oil companies in the Weald, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Do you have pads on Brockham to be able to drill from that acreage?
All ready to go.
Oh, so everything's in place. Yeah, I know you've got nodding donkeys.
Last time I was at Brockham, there were two nodding donkeys going up and down. But Brockham historically has been, you know, a Portland play.
Yeah,
and sure the Portland is not a ubiquitous wheel basin sort of thing. The Portland is a sandstone based oil resource. But, you know, the Kimbridge is a completely different play. But the Kimbridge does exist in size, pretty similar by looks to Horse Hill. But, you know, the only proof of the pudding will be in the eating. But I'm really excited about this. And, I from my perspective, to get involved with a play that's going to drill the next well in the Weald Basin is really exciting.
I agree. I've met Steve Sanderson on a few occasions, and he's obviously an industry expert, a quite knowledgeable guy. And it must be frustrating for him trying to push on. But if you guys,
well, there's a process. I think Steve's done very well to navigate his well through, UCOG through the whole processes of dealing in bureaucracy. But every country in the world has bureaucracy, whether it's Trinidad, UK, Cuba, whatever.
Yeah.
Spain, you know, every country's different. So, you know, Steve's doing a very good job with his team navigating through the process. I'm sure Steve would like to get stuck back into Horse Hill yesterday if he could. But, you know, there's a process you have to go through. That's, you know, in regulation, and you have to navigate your way through that. Brockham, I think, could shortcut a whole lot of that because it's already a producing site.
Yeah, definitely conventional.
And I'd like to comment, Alex, that everything at Brockham, as I see it, will be conventional as well. So leave all the boys up in Lancashire to talk about their fracking and everything. Yeah, the whole Gatwick play, the Gatwick area play, in my view, is a straight-off conventional field. Always has been. And, I think it's quite exciting.
David, it's always a pleasure. Please keep in touch, and we'll be watching with interest, that's for sure.
All right, Alex. Cheers.
Thanks very much, mate. Thanks for your time.
Okay, bye.